Welcome to the Weight Loss for Women podcast, a place where we share everything you need to know about restoring your metabolism so you can eat more, train less, and lose weight in a healthy and sustainable way.
I'm Kitty Bloomfield, co-founder of New Strength and Saturay, creator of Pro-Metabolic Food Supplements and Seriously Saturated Skincare. And today I have one of our gorgeous clients, Sophia, on the podcast. She has no kids, but has two cats. She's 37 and lives in California. We were just chatting near Kate Deering because Kate lives in California. So welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much for having me.
Now, just to start off, can you tell the listeners a bit about your journey leading up to joining the program and why you joined?
So the main reason I joined the program was I needed accountability. I was in a really stressful season of life, just dealing with some family issues that were really rough. And I got into a spot where I was just no appetite, running off of stress hormones, just not eating. And term I was thinking for my goals, I really wanted to have a baby soon. So I knew that wasn't going to be ideal if I was in an undernourished state and just lacking in the nutrient department. So that was my kind of like, I need help. I need someone to give me some accountability and give me kind of a framework to really help get myself out of that rut that I was stuck in. And I don't even know what made me just make the book the call and kind of take the next steps, but I'm so glad I did. But in hindsight, I'm like, wow, joining a strength training program, didn't really make much sense, but it was exactly what I really needed for that long-term sustainability on really helping me kind of deal with that high season of stress, because yes, that season still is very much present, but I'm able to actually tolerate it and really have something from an energy capacity to really pour from. And others too.
Awesome. Awesome. And so how long have you been in the program?
I just finished a year with Kathleen. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Can't believe you've been in the program a year. That's so cool. Yes. Happy one year anniversary. And can you talk about some of the results you've seen since being in the program?
Yes. So the biggest results for me were really learning what it actually looks like to nourish my body, what routine and a balanced plate actually looks like, and really what my body requires daily. And over time too, kind of making those habits stick and kind of finding my own flow with that framework that I was given. That was the biggest challenge coming out the gate. There's a lot of resistance to tracking and a lot of resistance to kind of sticking with my plan. But getting the feedback from Kathleen along the way was super helpful. And then just kind of getting a fresh start every day and trying to really set myself up for success. Now, a year later, it's just normal for me to actually look at my plate and really build it appropriately. Plus adding in the strength training and really seeking muscle and that recomposition was just like a beautiful pairing together. But yes, it was challenging those first 3-4 weeks. Like I said, lots of resistance. I was like, I don't really want to. I feel like that's too obsessive, or, just gave me some, I was just more resistant to it. But once I kind of got into just getting some of that data and seeing, wow, I'm really not meeting my body's requirements. And I've been doing this for 36 years of my life, and no one's ever really taught me what that should look like and how to attain that. I feel like it was just such a aha moment for me. And that's been my biggest takeaway from the program. Of course, it's been nice to see the recomposition and, seeing those progressive, those gains as a oh my gosh, I lifted that. I did that has been a good feeling too along the way. But really some of those foundational takeaways have been the most impactful, because that's going to help serve me for the rest of my life. And hopefully something I could share with, any young adult or my kiddos in the future and really get them up for really avoiding that diet culture and a lot of the yo-yo experiences that I was exposed to growing up as a young adult too.
Oh, that makes so much sense. And so what are the body composition changes you've seen?
So my last program has been really focused on glute gains, which we actually seen some pretty good wins right out the gate. It was just pretty whoa, okay. I am really liking this focused approach right now. But overall, it has been from the like my weight has not fluctuated number on the scale, but my actual body, like ratios are completely different. So less of kind of like that cortisol belly, like a little bit of the fat kind of hanging around the lower belly, less of that. And of course, even just how my clothes feel, how I feel in my body and my skin. And then a lot of the more just metabolic markers, like better blood sugar handling, better sleep, libido, consistent, better menstrual cycle. Those have all been something I've noticed too along the way. But yeah, my body, a lot of, you know, whenever people are going to get feedback or even myself, it's just, it's completely different. Like I actually have muscle as opposed to maybe being more of that skinny fat presentation.
Yeah, so good. So good. And how many calories are you eating now?
I'm around 2,100 right now. Yeah.
Awesome. That's lots of yummy food.
Yes. 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 I definitely look forward to eating and having fun with like, what am I going to like put on my plate today?
I was usually asked, how does it fit in with the rest of the family? But we don't need to worry about that one.
Yeah. I could comment on that because actually I tried to get her to join with me, but my mom, she's 57 and she joined my journey kind of in tandem with me. She did her own thing, but she has been at every lifting session with me and she's actually eating more than she's ever eaten in her entire life and have seen amazing gains too. So in that sense, the experiences are, you know, snowballing and she has had her own shifts too. And just, you know, the protein, importance of protein and her being in menopause and just seeing the shifts from her body too. So yeah, family-wise, we're definitely seeing some of that impact too, even if it's not my direct, you know, immediate kiddos or anything, but yeah, my mom's been on the journey with me.
Oh, that's so cool. I love it. I love it. And what have you found the most challenging about the program?
I think for sure prioritizing really what my to-dos, but like really just prioritizing, like, I know this is going to be in my best interest and I'm going to feel something after I, you know, hit the gym or after I make sure I'm setting myself up to hit my nutrition each day. That's been the consistency aspect of it has been challenging, specifically if I just didn't have a lot of my foundational things like in place. Like I didn't have any protein out for that day or kind of just didn't, or more reaching for the quick option. So I just didn't properly prep or just give myself a chance to be able to keep it sustainable. But once I have some of those things in place, it's the challenge is much less. Whereas now it's a different type of challenge where it's like, okay, I hit this last week. I ate well today. What could I push my body to today? Seeing that challenge in a different shift.
And what did you enjoy? What have you enjoyed most about the program?
All of it. Honestly, all of it. Yeah. I mean, I loved when Kathleen would, you know, send me those messages of like, okay, yeah, great. You did this. And now I want you to reach those reach goals. We're always to kind of work towards when we're looking more at like, you know, the progressive overload and the deadlifts, I think will always have like a special place in my heart, just, you know, seeing what I can actually, or how far I can actually get up and how much I can actually lift. And looking back, I'm like, wow, yeah, I did that. I picked that up. But the entire, I mean, the accountability, the coaching was probably my favorite part, along with of course the program and really just giving me a great framework to work within, super, super helpful. But having someone to get that feedback from along the way, because I did have moments where I was like, hey, I know I didn't, you know, I know what I need to switch or what I was not prioritizing. And then just getting that feedback or, hey, maybe try this or some just, you know, suggestions, super, super helpful, just to get that kind of a little bit of motivation. Maybe I was feeling a little bit of that burnout along the way. That was, but yeah, I loved everything about the program.
Awesome. And do you think you would have got the same results without the coaching?
No, no. I mean, it probably would have taken me longer. It might have just kind of like, maybe like moved on to something else too, or well, I'm gonna try, like, cause that's been, I think the difference of looking back at other experiences I've had, or maybe things that I've tried, even when it comes to working out, is, yeah, you know, I would do workout, I would work out or do movements, but there wasn't that like plan plus that feedback along the way, like, and the coaching and actual working on your form and proper technique, and getting that actual feedback from someone who has that experience was a big difference.
And what would you say to a woman who was sitting on the fence about joining the program?
Honestly, just do it. It's not something like, if you're worried about being able to kind of stick with the accountability aspect, or you're already worried about, you know, tracking, or that you're going to fail at it. This is going to be the best scenario, the best partnership to really help you make that progress. And again, it's not the quick, you know, fix on the scale or the number on the scale, but the long-term sustainable lifestyle and kind of just setting yourself up for reframing those lifestyle choices that are going to be more beneficial, like for the rest of your life. The scale body recomposition, very nice, just benefits with that.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah, thank you, Kitty.
I'm just so glad that you are loving the program so much and seeing all these great results. And it is, it's so fun, strength training and be strong. I agree. It's the best. I'm training today. I love it. And if you're a woman that's listening to this and you've been thinking about joining the coaching program, I'll pop a link in the show notes. You can book a free call and just have a chat about it. And thank you so much. And I'll see you in the program.